This is Bill Martin, staff member at the State Historical Society of Wisconsin. I am making this tape on Wednesday, February 21st, 1962, for the Wisconsin Jewish Archives. And I will be interviewing Mr. Isidore Tuchman in his home in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Are you ready now?
Yes, I think you can just sit back in your chair. I can pick it up fine.
The topic of mine will be first call, emergency call for relief for overseas in Milwaukee in 1913, or rather 1914. That you see after 1914. The first call was Louis D. Brandeis and Dr. Shmuel Levin came to Milwaukee. It's an emergency call for that time Palestine. The Zionist organization in America was equipped to get a little money for helping colonizing Palestine. And Louis D. Brandeis at that time was the president of the Zionist Organization of America. Dr. Levin was also in office of the Royal Zionist Organization. And they came to Milwaukee as the first call for help for Palestine. They succeed, and they wrote about $1,000 for that purpose. Since then, most of our newcomers in this city, mostly immigrants, they felt that this year is not enough, that that need will exist during the war, and maybe after the war. So we organized ourselves to raise money for that purpose, to help people of ours in European countries and Asian countries as well. We called that organization Ezra Betzah. Shalom.
Betzalai.
Which had meant help to needy people. And under his auspices was, the main leader was Rabbi Sheinfeld, at that time the Orthodox rabbi, the only one in the city of Milwaukee. We succeeded and brought quite a few people. My aim out to bring together money at that time was to go every Sunday from door to door and ask for donations. We usually had 30 couples, mostly youngsters. And we went and brought up this organization to a stage that we've been bringing in weekly about between $150 to $200 a week. That was the basic money that we used to get in every week. That was on Sunday morning. Every Tuesday, we used to have a meeting, mostly from the same people, all volunteers, from the chairman down to every volunteer, which was going out Sunday, was voluntary work. We didn't spend any money for any work, with an exception of a stamp Even the rent was free, but it was held in the Jewish old home institution. We kept that on for almost 5.5 years till the war ends and the peace treaty was signed. We also used to run a ball occasionally at a certain time. And at the high holidays, we used to make appeals in every temple and get direct a little money, and naturally in larger sums. And through this effort, we used to make about around $10,000 a year. And after the war, when we found out the need was much greater, it was organized, the whole city, including old-timers, from temple Jews as well.
Okay.
And when the American Jewish Committee started with a joint distribution committee, that was an affair which we started doing it differently. We made a campaign every year for the joint distribution committee. When the Joint Distribution Committee started, that covered all the Jewry in this city, we started raising money in different ways, not to door to door for nickels and dimes or quarters. We started with a campaign once a year for the Joint Distribution Committee, covering for Jewry all over the world. And we were also told, and many times the Joint Distribution Committee also helping non-Jews. It was also a separate campaign that we were calling Kerem HaYesod, which that was namely for Palestine. And that was going on until in the early 30s. And this year, two campaigns, the Kerem HaYesod and the Joint Distribution Committee, combined under the name United Jewish Appeal, which it is the organization raising money for all the needs for European and Asian and Palestine, or rather today, Israel. That covers the relief emergency up till today. I think that's enough. As the person today of Golden Meir, Foreign Minister of Israel, I know her. I met her the first time at a meeting of our organization. They arranged a lecture, Jewish writer and dramatist, Peretz Hirschbein. And she was picked as the chairman of that evening. We were very much pleasant surprised that she was conducting that meeting as a chairman, a fine Jewish language. And we were told that she is also going to university as a teacher. So after that meeting, we made an attempt to interest her in our Jewish education.
Hello.
To be one of the teachers in that Jewish school, which it was mostly held Sunday mornings and later on Saturdays in the afternoon. And we got acquainted with her while she did accept that offer. We got acquainted with her and we were interested in the Zionist organization. In time, she was elected as a delegate to a Zionist organization in Philadelphia, where she was one delegate and myself the second one. Between time, we had a movement in Milwaukee and also all over the United States among our Jewish people to organize ourselves in a an American Jewish Congress. The aim was that the American government should help us as citizens of America to improve our situation in the European countries, where we had approximately about 10 million Jews suffering from all kinds of discriminations economically and politically. While we were trying to organize this, we were having mass meetings in the streets and halls, and we found one of the speakers. That was the beginning of her being famous as such. She's a fine speaker in Jewish as well as in English. While we were at the convention, Zionist organization, it was at the same time, and a week later, the Congress session also in Philadelphia. And when she appeared among delegates talking about certain subject, everybody seemed that she is more than the average girl at that time. There were actually women in this country didn't play much of any political.
That's true.
It was not. That was in 1919. In 1921, she left for Palestine. She had been in Palestine in a kibbutz. That's a cooperative colony, which it was not so easy those days to live in. And she was 2 years or 3 years in that kibbutz. Later on, she became secretary of the labor movement, which it was in, I suppose, in Tel Aviv. Later on, she became assistant foreign secretary of the Yishuv, which had been the organization of Zionists at that time in Palestine. Later on, she was sent to Great Britain talking to Parliament, gatherings, and many other countries. When, after the Second World War, when Israel became itself organized country, she was the first ambassador to Moscow. For a year and a half, when she came back to Israel, she became the labor minister of Israel. For several years, in between times, she came several times to America, organizing United Jewish Appeal, helping the Israel bound selling, until thoughts last, she is the foreign minister of Israel, which it's known, she's known the world over, let's say, to my opinion, if not the first lady of the world, is she the second one, if you take the football, the second first one, she may be the second one. She's, Mrs. Roosevelt is because, of course, Mr. Roosevelt, after all, she started up as the Mrs. That girl told him a year didn't start. He was not a Mrs. Roosevelt. I didn't know her husband too bad. Shall I finish the day?
Okay, move it, please.
Now, he's just. You got it on it?
Yeah.
I was born in Poland. Poland that time was under the Russian domination. In a little town, Lomza Gubernia, Wysoka Mazowiecka, you ever heard
the name of this guy?
Wysoka Mazowiecka. In the year 1888. I came to this country, the second day of February 1913.
And straight to Milwaukee?
I came to Galveston, Texas. Later on, I was sent to Dubuque, Iowa. I was working in Dubuque, Iowa a little better than a year. I came to Milwaukee once, and I couldn't find something to do for a living. I went back to Dubuque, Iowa. For a few months, I later went to, not a little bit, then I went to Burlington, Iowa for a few months. I couldn't establish myself there. I came back to Milwaukee, and since then I am a citizen of the city of Milwaukee. I came the second time to Milwaukee in the beginning of 1940.
And you found work doing what?
I learned to be a cigar maker. And as such, I was working for several years. I was a cigar maker for 3 years. Then I was going in business with people that we organized a consolidated paper company, doing some industrial laundry, selling new products of wire from steel companies. I am a retired man now.